Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Browns have traded Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals. Imagine having a quarterback situation so bad you go, you know who could help us? The Browns.
Yeah.
Let's get their backup quarterback.
Yeah, that's 60.
My God. And who hasn't played well this year. I mean, 2 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. But I'll tell you who's scared going into next Thursday's Lions Den. The jungle. Against the Cincinnati Bengals on a Thursday night. Me, you just pointed at me. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of Joe Flacco beating the Steelers next Thursday. So is Mike Tomlin. He would never say that on the record, but Mike Tomlin looks at Joe Flacco like he's Johnny Bleepin' Unitas.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin, unsolicited, in his last Tuesday press conference before yesterday, said that they didn't want to knock Anthony Richardson out of the game against the Colts last year because they didn't want to face Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco goes in, goes 16 out of 26 for a 168 and 2 touchdowns. Joe Flacco carved them up like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yes, he's a Grim Reaper.
Yes.
Yes.
He's also 11-11 against the Steelers in his career. So Thursday will be something of a rubber match. And a lot of people, when I tweeted out, oh, the Steelers are losing next Thursday, they crushed me on Twitter. I got like 70,000 impressions. Because I had the audacity to say that Mike Tomlin, who's 0-6 on the road in divisional games, is now going to lose his 7th Thursday night divisional game on the road. People were saying, have you seen him play? I have. Have you seen Jake Browning? I don't think Joe Flacco's good anymore. He's better than that guy.
He's going to get the guys the ball.
Yup.
Whether he has protection or not, he's going to get the ball out and it's going to go to T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. I know that.
How have the Steelers won games offensively this year? Their old quarterback behind a not great offensive line gets it out quick, and the playmakers make plays. The Steelers lead the league in yards after catch. DK Metcalf leads the league in yards after catch. Get the ball in Chase's hands. Get the ball in Higgins' hands and see what happens. This guy gives them a much better chance of doing that than Jake Browning did. He just does. And I think he's going to have problems behind that offensive line. Like, if they're down in games, then he's going to get hit a lot, and you'll see if he can withstand that. But he's a professional who's going to get it out quick, and those guys, it's the best wide receiver duo, or at least in the top 2 wide receiver duos in the entirety of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And we even saw late in that game last week against Detroit. Like, they didn't give up, and Jamar Chase was open a ton. Higgins was open a ton, and Browning couldn't get him the ball. I mean, we gave the stat. On Monday, Jamar Chase at one point in that game had 4 catches and 3 tackles. You really don't think Joe Flacco's going to help things? Of course he is.
Yes, he is.
So that game went from one where I'm like, man, you've got this history, Tomlin 0-6 on the road in divisional Thursday night games, 2-9 overall on the road in Thursday night games. But I can't think it. There's no angle where I actually think they're going to lose that game. Now there's an angle. In my mind.
I mean, there was an angle you were like, if Joe Flacco was starting this Sunday with the Cleveland Browns, you were worried. Now you're even more worried with the weapons that Cincinnati does have and on a short week and away.
If Flacco were the Browns quarterback this weekend, I would absolutely pick the Browns to cover and I might pick them to win. Like, they got a good enough defense. They got a good enough running game. And Joe Flacco's a professional. Now I just flip it and I'm worried about the Cincy game.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.